This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I want my team to be exciting and entertaining, but I don't want a game of basketball. I want us to control space. I want us to be organised. I want us to be hard to play against. I'll take a boredom 1-0 home win.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. I'm David Michael, the editor of myomansaid.com. It's something for the weekend time. Joining me to discuss the upcoming game against Arsenal, Mr. Chris Burt.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Hello, hello, hello. It's been 2 weeks since we've had one of these.
We've both been away, travels and doing stuff. And
it's been hard to fit them in. Also, Aston Villa, this seemed to get later with their press conferences, so that doesn't help in the scheme of things. So, very late today, so we're just going to rush this one through, especially because Villa are playing at 12:30 against Arsenal, so you'll literally have about 5 minutes to listen to this before the game by the time it comes out. I was going to flip a coin whether to do it, but since we've missed the last two games for reasons beyond our control, we're duty bound to get this one out. So without further ado, any watches? Surely there's a big pileup of posts. Have you checked the mailbox? There must be a mountain of watches.
Top of the pile of the boxes is a nice pair of Roger Dubuis, 119 and a half grand's worth of Excalibur Blacklight Limited Edition Automatic Skeleton is what it's actually classed as on the box.
I only wear watches if they're 18 karat pink gold. So what's the story with this one?
Oh, you're in luck then. Oh, the weekend's got off to the perfect start. 3 points and a bit of pink gold.
18 karat pink gold. That is my minimum requirement.
And a relative snip, I would say. For a limited edition.
Sorry, is that 120 grand each or is that both together?
That's each, David.
Oh, good, good, good. My accountant will be pleased with that potential eBay profit.
Back in the green.
Let's see if this bloody 18 karat pink gold and multi stones can actually time 60 seconds. It's time for a Villa Minute. I'll count you in. With my Excalibur black light. Sorry, I'm just going to put the black light, Excalibur black light on. Ridiculous markets in by these goons. Right, 3-2-1, let's go.
Villa travelled north to take on Dirty Leeds, hot off the back of a 4-0 thumping of Southampton. With two wins on the bounce and a defensively abject Leeds lacking new manager bounce there for the taking, Gerrard smelt Yorkshire blood. Villa dominated long periods of the first half and a deflected Coutinho shot took them in a goal to the good at the break. Cash doubled the advantage after a slick move as Leeds' defence went walkabout. Then Callum Chambers put the final nail in the coffin with a stunning finish after being set up by Mings, who'd spent most of the 90 minutes being abused by the Elland Road faithful. 3-0 it finished as Villa went marching on together with a third win and clean sheet on the spin. With renewed confidence off the back of being in the top half of the table, Villa travelled down to the soulless London Stadium to play West Ham for a proper test. A largely uneventful first half followed, with Villa wasting the best chance and losing Digne to injury before both keepers pulled off decent saves to keep it 0-0. The Hammers sucker-punched Villa twice, with Ukrainian Yarmolenko emotionally netting the opener. They were cruising until another Jacob Ramsey top corner net buster made the game interesting briefly, but Villa went down 2-1.
That was emotional too.
That was. Villa went down 2-1, but no meltdown followed this time from the Clarence Booth faithful. Villa are still on course for a top half finish, and with Arsenal now coming to Villa Park, it's very much game time for Villa to finish the season on a high.
Ooh. Yeah, West Ham Arsenal game's good just to get a marker, aren't they, with our progress?
Yeah.
As Gerrard's very much going with that formation, it's good to actually now test it against a better level of opposition in the Premier League. The press conference, a bit of a late one considering the early kickoff.
Thanks for that,
against Arsenal. There was two things I was looking out for, was the Lucas Digne injury, and then obviously Callum Chambers took a knock as well during the game.
Yeah, well, and Louise did as well, of course, didn't they? They both had a couple of head injuries, that one.
But no mention of them, so I presume they're all good to go. It'll be interesting to see if Chambers makes the cut or if the loss against West Ham's enough of an excuse to bring Konsa in so Gerrard feels that he's actually made a change.
I wouldn't be surprised just to see a little bit of freshening up. Obviously, you know, you've got the excuse of obviously having lost the game, so it makes it a little bit more justified, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, in isolation, losing away to West Ham, considering the season, the last couple of seasons mm-hmm. they've had, is no big shakes at all.
And that's kind of what he said, wasn't it, in his post-match? You take the positives away. We've had a good run. Wasn't like we were horrific at West Ham, I don't think. I don't think we were brilliant, but we weren't horrific. You just move on and get on with the next game.
Yeah, I mean, there's two teams play the game, don't they? And you've got to remember that. You can, you know, make a case of it not working for Villa, but there's a reason why things weren't working, as, for example, against Southampton or Leeds, yeah. Because West Ham defensively a lot more astute, and obviously you've got Rice.
And that physically dominant as well.
Yeah, Rice in that pocket where Coutinho likes to maraud, and obviously it's going to be harder for him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he did find it, as Max was saying on the main show, you know, he was kind of drifting, playing it sideways because his options were chopped down a little.
Mm.
Anyway, back into what Gerrard said. I mean, Lucas Digne, I think the news is pretty good, actually. I think reading between the lines, he should be back straight after the international break. There's a chance, because he's going away with France on international duty. He'll miss the first game, Gerrard's confirmed. The French play two games. But there's a chance he'll see some time in the second game, which is a positive.
As long as he's back, ready and raring to go for Villa, then all good.
You know, when Villa put out that, and, you know, I don't like it when come back stronger tweets go out or that, social
that's
media
like
interaction.
That suggests like a long-term injury, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I don't know why they would put that one out if he's going to be back after the international break. Yeah. But it kind of demeans it for the next player who's out for 6 months and he gets the same, oh, come back stronger. Mm. It's not really with feeling, is it? If you're going to get a message like that for every injury, even though if it's 1-2 weeks. Yeah, well, exactly. In other news, Nakamba will be back in full training. So as we said, he would probably be back in April. So who knows, he might get to see get a few minutes before the end of the season.
I would have thought so, yeah. I'd imagine they'll have him back. You know, we don't know to what extent his level of fitness will be, but you'd hope that, you know, he'd probably be backing in amongst the matchday squad sooner rather than later. And then whether or not he's going to be ready to start is open to debate in terms of his fitness and the form of other players, of course. You know, if Douglas Luiz plays well, then he'll retain his position.
I mean, it's in his interest to get some minutes just to keep himself fresh in Gerrard's mind, because obviously next season is what it's all about. And
and that is a position that I think certainly the fan base
for
and everyone there, that's going to be where they're going to zone in on, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Courtney Hawes, abdominal issue, something from Cheltenham, maybe?
Hmm.
Too many glasses of fizzy stuff?
Hmm.
Somebody overdoing it in their cream white...
It was a very snazzy outfit, wasn't it?
Hip-hop snazzy. Yeah, somebody says when you've got Cheltenham in the morning and your wedding in the afternoon was the best description of his outfit. So, yeah, obviously the sausages, maybe Matty Cash seen pictured eating sausages. Probably got a stronger digestive system than Mr. Courtney House, and he's reacted to that. But he wouldn't have started anyway, no. so it's no big shakes there. So we presume Louise and Chambers are fine, and Villa go in against Arsenal at pretty much full strength. Arsenal very much one of the form teams in the division.
Yeah, they are.
Let me get the exact.
Well, they'd won five on the bounce, hadn't they, before they lost to Liverpool in midweek, which is kind of, they gave it a reasonable go against a Liverpool team who are probably one of the form teams in Europe at the moment.
Still on for the quadruple, Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah. You just look at them at the minute and you think they're so functional. Is it going to be their year?
Arsenal actually, as we stand over the last six games, they are third in the form table that Arsenal... Sorry, the loss against Liverpool was their only dent. Liverpool, six wins out of six, and Chelsea have a draw as well as five wins to pip them. Although, luckily, Chelsea now will find life quite tough on a weekly basis, I think. So,
you'd hope so.
Yeah, exactly.
one of us had to say it.
I didn't want to wish any ill will on them, apart from absolute nightmarish hell. So good luck, Chelsea.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Arsenal looking good for that fourth spot.
Yeah, they get results against the teams they think they should. I don't think when you put them up against a better team or a form team, they're not as strong. But when you put a team, they're getting the job done.
Yeah, I mean, when you look back at the results before the Liverpool game, I mean, you know, beating your Brentfords, Leicester,
Watford,
I think Watford as well. I think beating Wolves is a decent result, but one
that was a smash and grab. That I remember that Wolves game.
One, yeah, that's not too much of a surprise. But 1 point above United, but they've got two games in hand. I mean, it's theirs to lose
at the moment. Yeah,
so. If they beat Villa, I think that's a good litmus test for them, actually. If they want designs on top four, they've really got to beat us. I think it's going to be a kind of a 50-50 game.
I'm really looking forward to this one. I said it in the last pod. I'm really sort of looking forward to this one. I saw it a few weeks ago and thought this is going to be a really good, you sort of call it a litmus test. And I think it is. It's two teams with sort of similar-ish playing styles. They're probably two teams that are on the way up. Still very much in development, but they've shown some real positive sparks and also some sort of negative. So you never quite know what team's going to turn up on the day, but it's got the prospect of being a great game of football.
Yeah, two teams with the lowest amount of draws, along with Spurs, only three. But yeah, it's another team that there was a window of opportunity to leapfrog, but it seems that Arteta's got his act together during, I mean, I was expecting another season or two for them to be fair game, but it looks like they're already above us in the transition.
They haven't spent a lot of money yet, so you do wonder. It'll be interesting to see how they sort of do in the summer in terms of their development, because it'll be a very, very competitive market this year. Obviously, you've got all the usual big hitters, and Villa are kind of coming to the party with back in, and then of course you got the Newcastle steam train coming up in the rear.
Yeah, I mean, interestingly, we're on a good run, are we not, at Villa Park?
We are
against them.
Yeah, well, that was my sort of big stat for this one, was actually Villa are looking for their third consecutive win.
Stat of the week.
Yeah, something like that. Villa are looking for their third consecutive win at home against Arsenal for the first time since April 77, where they beat the Gunners 5-1. They'd beaten them the previous two home games. We've done sort of a couple of home games, and our record actually in the 90s was really good at Highbury, especially under Ron Atkinson. We used to win there quite often. Our record in recent years, obviously,
if you count that pre-season friendly, are on a current run of three wins. So that, I mean, it's worth, I mean, obviously that doesn't go down in the record books, but in terms of context, mm-hmm. it certainly shows you where we're at, because Arsenal used to be a bit of a nemesis.
Yes, certainly did.
They've certainly battered us a few times over the years.
Even when we were sort of pretty strong under O'Neill, we weren't getting results against them all that often. We seem to randomly get wins at their place unexpectedly, yeah. But certainly at Villa Park, was in the last few years, we've done reasonably well and won three out of five since we came back into the Premier League, which I'd say is pretty good considering how bad we were in that first season back, and obviously won both games last year.
But Arsenal have certainly got their act together away from home as well. I mean, they've won the last four games. Mm-hmm. The last time they won five consecutive away league fixtures was May 2015. You know, if that's a long time for Arsenal, then they're obviously not that as bad as they used to be.
I think it's just the expectation is sky high, isn't it, there? But
yeah. Arsenal also, Philippe Coutinho's one of his favourite teams to play against. He scored more goals, Premier League goals against Arsenal than any other side.
Oh, superb.
Only four, though. It's not like kind of Ronaldo levels where it's always like, oh, he scored 11 goals or whatever it is against Villa
this season.
But you kind of fancy that because it's not rough and tumble against Arsenal, really. No. So
yeah, it's what we said, didn't we, in the previous show, that this one's potentially, although Arsenal are in a good vein of form, it sort of suits the way we play. West Ham are physical and strong and sort of more dominant. This kind of suits our way of playing, and some of our players as well, I think.
We have tended to, this season, well, Smith had a decent record in recent seasons against teams above us, and especially that the top six. I mean, only Manchester City have avoided being beaten by Villa. It's about time that Gerrard nailed his colours to the mast, and, you know, Arsenal's a perfect opportunity. It would be certainly a decent win in his notch in his cap, shall we say.
Especially because, you know, obviously last season we took the scalps of Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea at home. We haven't taken one of the sort of the bigger team, you know, the Super League Six, if you want to call them that, sort of scalps this year yet. You know, given a few teams a good game, and obviously Man U, we probably would have won if the game had gone on an extra 5-10 minutes, but it doesn't count for much. But you look at this one and go, this is a good opportunity. And then, of course, we've got Tottenham coming up, and then Liverpool in a few weeks as well.
Yeah, I mean, Arsenal have been struggling against the big boys as well in terms of their results. I think actually Villa are, in terms of Mikel Arteta, only worse records, because he's lost the last three against us, are against Liverpool, four defeats, and Manchester City with the last five as well. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that continues as we march on. So let's wrap this up. As I said, we have not much time before this game, so this is short and sweet before really our podcast returns back to normal service. Well, after this, obviously, is an international break. But final section of something for the weekend. Who are we poaching from Arsenal? Now, I hear from Arsenal fans that Ramsdale's better than Martinez. So surely if we were upgrading our first 11, we'd want Ramsdale in, wouldn't we?
I mean, every top goalie needs a good backup.
Well, no, Arsenal fans say he's better. And they're such knowledgeable fans as well. I mean, come on.
I mean, this is true, yeah.
They avoid crises. They never jump to conclusions. You know,
they never overreact for negative or positive.
They're not knee-jerk in any sense of the word. I always view them as measured and very smart when it comes to appraising players. So Ramsdale, maybe? Would we poach him?
As a backup?
Yeah, probably third behind. And I can't even remember the name of our backup keeper.
Olsen, maybe?
Olsen, yeah. Sorry, Olsen. Yeah, maybe third behind Olsen.
I'll do a swap deal. I like a left-footed player coming in from the right, so I'll swap Bailey or Traore for Saka. Is Partey in the middle of the park? We could do with a tough tackling number six.
Yeah, maybe he's the man, actually.
There aren't too many of their other players, to be honest, who I'd have over what we've got. Yeah. We just need to be better as a unit.
I think the Bailey thing is quite funny. I mean, you're starting to see silly stories.
Yeah, from his dad / agent.
Well, and anybody who writes, you know, filler about him basically hasn't played yet. So he's got to force his way in and, show himself with minutes and an impact. And his injuries have really curtailed what he can do. So there's no need to, I mean, speaking of knee-jerk reactions there, he's got time, you know, he's plenty of time.
You almost need to just judge him on next season if he gets the opportunities next season.
And he should do. I mean, if he's rated anywhere near his price tag, you'd want something back for that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've already seen sparks from him when he's actually been on the pitch that suggest he has a role to play in. So I wouldn't get our knickers in the twist over Bailey just yet.
No.
I will do the latest My Old Man Said patron shout-outs on the next main episode early next week. Please do go to myoldmansaid.com. And click on the Patreon link if you want to get access to Match Club and extra shows, etc., which finally will be coming thick and fast. Now we are settled down. There's going to be a few hard months of graft. So now is a good time to join as a patron. Also, go to the website. You will see somewhere on the website newsletter to sign up to called AstonVilla.wtf. So that will start off as a weekly thing, and it's going to be your one shot of Villa news. If you didn't look at anything else in the Villaverse, it cuts out all the crap. It's the antidote to the pandemic of clickbait. So just go to the website, you'll find it somewhere, and just sign up. Put your email address in and sign up. And some alpha intel on the stadium redevelopment will be the first offering. So more of that later on. Right, you've got to go, I've got to go, and it's an early start for this Arsenal game. So until then, it's goodbye from me and it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.